Talk Show.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 455.
It's Weekend Banter and of the Radio Today fame. We've got Jack Post and Radio Mike.
Hello, thank you for having us. What a pleasure it is to finally see in the flesh the great studio of the Daily Talk Show.
I've already seen it.
I know, but that's why I said it's a great pleasure for me.
I don't know when you're talking on behalf of the band or talking just by yourself.
No,
so when you want to talk just for yourself, go, hi, this is Mike.
This is a Mikey this point.
And then when you're talking for the band, obviously...
Yeah, I'll say this is a statement from the band, yeah. But if it's just from me, I'll say this is a statement just from me.
So you've got a band, Release the Sounds.
Yep. Yes.
Not to be confused with Release the Sound, which
is not a band, which is just a saying.
How much did domain names play a part in the name of the band?
Yes, hi. You have to get a band name that you can get the .com for. Mm. And so we went through a few iterations of band names before we came across one that was available. Mm. And releasesounds.com is available and you can buy merch there. Look at this.
Well, it's not available anymore because now we've got it.
Yeah.
It's not available.
Sorry, good point.
It's not available. Don't go and buy it.
We should put that as one of the merch items, like t-shirt, jumper, and then for like
domain name, $1 million.
I really like that. Mr. 97, can you just start typing in famous bands as domains and seeing if one of the big famous bands like Metallica, do they have .com? Metallica.com?
Yeah, sure you would think Metallica
I'm
has
sure someone's
.com.
Doing this. Mate. Taylor Swift, has she got a
.com? Imagine you went to TaylorSwift.com and it was just like GoDaddy. It's like this site is available. You're like, geez, well, this would be good.
The reality is, does Hamish Blake own HamishBlake.com?
No, he doesn't.
No, I think actually.
Because I do.
I literally.
So do you remember there was a guy who bought all these domain names? And I have bought a lot of domain names in my life. Yep. And I remember I was like, it was 2013 when I was looking. I was like, I wonder if any of these have lapsed. Fifi Box, not lapsed. Hamish Blake, lapsed. I was like, bullshit. And so I type in, because I've had this happen before where I thought a .com
was available.
You go through the whole thing and GoDaddy's like, oh, no. It's not a...
We tricked it.
Literally, that's happened where I've like gotten very excited.
All these other domains.
Exactly.
It's similar.
Like the .co. 07. It's free.
And so anyway, I was like, okay, I'm going to see if this works and I'm going to I'll message Hamish and say, hey, let's transfer it across. Sure enough, it worked. And so I was like, hey, I've got your domain name. He's so fucking chill. He still hasn't done anything with it.
You did offer it to him.
I said, hey, man, I'll set you up with an account or whatever. It's like, oh, this is so good. That's so good. Mm-hmm. But he just has never...
Well, he never owned it because somebody years and years ago wrote into the show and said, hey, go and look at HamishBlake.com. Some guy who has the same name as you and rides a motorbike does a blog post about his motorbike at HamishBlake.com. And so he must have lapsed it.
Mm-hmm. Have we got RadioMike.com?
So this is interesting. RadioMike.com is taken because we were going to... I used to work on this show called The Luke and Lewis Show with Luke Kidgel and Lewis Spears, and they looked up RadioMike.com. It's taken by some guy who works in radio production in like Sweden or something, and we were going to do a story arc on that show that was like, let's take RadioMike.com from this guy. We were going to call him. His number's on the site. Never eventuated, probably because it was a bad idea. But I do eventually hope to own RadioMike.com.
Have you contacted him?
No, I thought maybe I should, like for my podcast. Because it's like a website built in like 1992.
It's always the way though. Yeah. We always think that whoever has the domain name is some pathetic scumbag who's not using it to the full of their ability.
If it is your name or your nickname, as if you'd give it up, why? You'd either have to have left that behind
you. He's not active. This site has not been updated.
But he's still paying $12 a year or whatever.
He probably just forgot. He probably made millions in radio.
The bullshit thing is your first legal name is radio.
Yes. So that's the hard part because, you know, often I'm not taken seriously because my first name is radio.
why can't we ever say your surname? I was literally today writing the liner notes for the CD, which will be available for the band. And I didn't know if I could write like lyrics by Jack Post and Michael. Well, what? Can I say your surname?
If you like.
Liberale.
We don't edit. There is
a story behind this if you want me to tell it.
Yeah, we
want to
hear a story.
So how long will it take? Because
like
we only got an
one
hour.
Okay, so essentially I was looking at all like people in radio and what their names was. Like Tommy Jacket, Jack Post, Josh Jansen. I worked on The Hot Breakfast with like Eddie McGuire, Luke Darcy and Will Anderson and Hamish and Andy, and like they all like Hamish Blake, Andy Lee, they all have like these names that just have rings to them. And then it's like, oh, now it's time for the drive show on the radio with Michael Liberale. No ring, but Radio Mike. If my name is Radio Mike and I am Radio Mike, whereas my first name and surname just don't have that ring.
I think it's got a good ring for like an evening show.
Liberale?
Yeah. Hi, it's Michael Liberale
he's garbled.
For your midnight.
Even like Fifi Bok, Fifi Fevin Byron, which is a Melbourne radio Fev. Show. Radio Fev.
Radio Byron.
Originally, it was going to be Sideshow Mike, but there's a guy called Sideshow Mike who works for our company as an audio producer, so I had to scrap that.
Sideshow.
Sideshow.
As in The Simpsons.
Like Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but someone's already got it, and his name's Mike.
We actually were doing some work on Jack Post's Wikipedia page a while ago.
Yes. Which it no longer exists as far as I know.
They took it down, and thank you for your help, Josh. Oh, that's I feel you, mate. Oh, you on Wiki for a while as well.
Mr. 97 set one up, got taken down. So
why do people want to take him down?
Because you're not notable people.
No, okay, I'm not super notable. I'm a little bit notable. But why? It's just more information for the world to have. Mm, why does somebody go around looking for the Tommy Jackets and Jack Posts of the world and go, they should come off? There should be less information in the world about them.
We looked into the username of the person that took mine down, and I made up lots of stories around that
person.
What was
their name?
I can't even remember. But
he's not notable.
But it was like we saw how long they've been doing it for 10 years or something. Something ridiculous. Like this person, you just immediately think some sort of dweeb.
Dweeb, that's exactly what dweeb. I pictured. I had actually a good dweeb on my side working for me, and he contacted me through Instagram and said, I hear you trying to get a Wikipedia account. I can help you. I've done a lot of editing. Mm-hmm. He was the one who helped me get it there, and then he was the one who also warned me about the bad dweeb who was trying to take me down.
So the specific person.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this guy is launching, what do you call it? He's launching a defense against you, or like an attack against you to get you off. Just keep it in mind. And then he was giving me tips to how to combat the defense, but it's too hard, and this guy cared more than I did.
Legit hobby. It has to be. They don't get paid. Mm. They're just out to get people who aren't that famous.
And like, why is this guy so obsessed as a complete stranger with getting me off the internet?
And now you redirect to the Christian O'Connell show.
Mm.
Redirect. You type in your name, it redirects. Well, first it comes up with the steel pole. The Jack Post steel pole.
It's so annoying.
It says, did you mean Jack Post pole. Radio presenter? And if you click that, it just goes to the Christian O'Connell show.
Well, we did do a citation, or like we added a bit, which was he started a band and we had your full name in there. And then we did see, I don't know if this was your doing, but there was a change to Radio Mike.
That was my doing.
Did you edit my Wikipedia page?
Yeah.
You're probably Simon 646.
I was your biggest supporter in the Wikipedia event of 2019. Mm. I'd love to see it get back up, to be honest. Hashtag save Jack's Wikipedia.
Thank you.
But yeah, like I did change it. So I didn't know that was you, but that's cool. We've interacted like online several times. Crazy stuff.
The Simpsons. It's the release the sounds. Release the Hounds, obviously.
It sounds a bit like Release the Hounds, yeah. We struggled so much to think of a band name. It was literally the hardest difficult. Thing.
Well, I didn't. I wanted to call the band Garrados Jones.
You had about
100. Which I don't understand.
Bad names.
Garrados is a big, menacing dragon, like water dragon Pokemon from the Pokemon Nintendo franchise. Mm-hmm. And Jones is a common surname. I just find that hilarious. Garrados Jones.
How would you spell Garrados?
Garrados is G-Y-A-R-A-D-O-S. Garrados Jones.
But I didn't want the band to do anything to do with Pokemon.
Yeah, I know, but I just thought, anyway, clearly we made the right choice not calling the band that and going with Release the Sounds. But I don't think it was ever an intentional Simpsons reference, but it was just a little Easter egg.
But now we've got people have been messaging me saying, is the car on this logo, which you're wearing the jumper of, is it the Simpsons car? Because in the full color album artwork, it is purple.
It's Homer's car. Homer's purple sedan.
Yeah. But that was an accident as well.
Yeah. Who did the artwork?
Oh, this great artist called Kit Bennett, who everybody has to check out his Instagram page. He's amazing. He does this full scale artwork on skate parks, like Reservoir Skate Park, Northgate Skate Park. And then when Google Maps updates with the aerial view,
that's cool.
You can zoom in and see like a full-size skeleton that takes up three basketball courts.
Okay, so it's on the ground. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so with The Simpsons, I feel like you both have a large obsession.
Yeah, I love The Simpsons. I would say that it's a big comedic inspiration for me. And the band, while serious, does have comedic elements to it. And I feel like it was inspired. Like, I feel like both of us, like, grew up watching
this. Sounds like a prepared, like, a rehearsed take.
No, this is just have this you rehearsed just how this I whole think. Thing? No, yeah. I have a few points in my mind.
Let me see your hand. If they ask about The Simpsons.
It actually says, don't forget the S.
But, like, I think, like, comedically, like, there would definitely be influence from
definitely.
That show.
Simpsons is my absolute favourite show of all time.
Yeah. But what does that mean? I guess a comedic influence, like you say, doll a lot? Or like, what are you guys doing?
No, it's more just...
you do doll a lot and I do Marge. Oh, man! And do you say doll?
Doll!
So we're doing that all the time.
Yeah, we actually do that a lot.
Is there any songs in The Simpsons? I mean, I've watched it.
Yeah, I had the album Songs in the Key of Springfield.
See My Verse, Who Needs That Quickie Mite?
Yeah. Yeah.
Monorail?
Monorail. The one about the burlesque house. Yep. We put the spring in Springfield. Mm-hmm. The Stonecutters song. Lots of great songs.
What was the first song that you guys ever covered together? That sort of
the theme song to the animated TV show Cat Dog. From the 90s, which was a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, Born in a Little World with a Little Cat Dog.
Yeah, correct.
Mr. 97 cut in a bit of that clip here.
You can't
absolutely
do that.
Not, no. So no, disappointing.
You can see it on our Instagrams. But yeah, so I did this video on Instagram. This is how the band started, which is a good segue, sort of.
Like, yeah, go.
I did this.
The segues are only good if you don't mention them.
I did this thing on Instagram, which was like, are you familiar with the show Cat Dog?
Yeah.
So essentially, it's a cat and a dog. They're joined in the middle.
Yeah, weird little unit.
Yeah, I did this thing where I talked about how I had these two friends who are identical twins and they just don't get along. And they're also Siamese. Then I'm like, I wrote a song about them. I played the cat dog song. That was the joke. Everyone found it quite funny. And then Jack goes, we should cover it together. Or maybe I said that. I don't recall that detail much to you.
It doesn't matter. I like that he thinks.
and then we just
Radio
covered
today,
it.
We need to make sure that this quote is right. Like, what do you want it to say?
Radio Mike convinced Jack Post to start band by covering cat dogs. Like, no, Jack actually convinced me to do the band.
Is that you just being humble?
No, so who's the cat and who's the dog?
I think I'm cat. You'd be dog because you're a bit of a larrikin.
No, dog was the stupid one.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I mean.
Oh, my.
Cat was the intelligent.
Do not print that.
That was the intelligent.
Mikey.
Dog.
And so you had it. I mean, going from doing one cover together to saying, let's start a band. I like it from the nostalgic point of view of like being a kid. Everyone wants to be in a band.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I was in a band in high school, but I never... got to the point of making an album, actually recording songs.
What was you've flown on a jet around.
I had Cool Boys and the Frontman, the band with Hamish and Andy, but again, we never released an album. This is the first album I've ever released.
Are you allowed to swear on this show? Yeah. Okay. What was the name of your political themed song in your high school band?
So in year 10, I was in a band called Last Chance, and we did have a song called Fuck You Bush about George Bush.
Yeah, which one?
The 2000s president.
Yeah.
W.
Was that inspired by like Green Day, I feel like?
I didn't write the song. Our drummer wrote the song. I did sing on it,
Angry
though.
Drummer.
Fuck you, Bush. And look, he's out, so. Yeah.
Why did you feel like...
There's a lot of American influence as well, isn't there? Like,
We had no right to write a song about getting George Bush kicked
like,
out
why
of the
did
White
you
House?
Feel like a band from the inner city suburbs of Melbourne...
Yeah.
Could write Mikey, should write a
look,
song about
these
the
guys
president
know,
of
you
the United
grew
States.
Up a little bit later than us. You're a little bit younger. You don't remember the
Michael
tyranny
Moore documentaries
of George W. Bush and what we all grew up through. You were too young.
Who was prime minister?
Had to go,
who
Mike.
Was prime
he
minister
had
at this
go.
Point? Who was the prime minister? Was
it
John Howard?
Yeah,
it
John
must
Howard.
Have been. Why not a song called F U Howard?
Well, that sounds
you
a bit Howard. Aggressive.
Did you? Did you align?
You might hear it.
Do you?
There's a good point to that. And so you did this song, and then one of you, we don't know who it was.
We may never know.
Said we should start a band.
No, yep. it was you.
Yeah,
it was
I,
your
I
idea.
I did.
I have nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, and so you helped.
I agreed to do it.
Yeah.
And then we sort of it was on hold for a while.
It took ages. This we're actually
going
speaking
back
about
a year
September
and a half.
Last year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How was it? I mean, this is boring, but we went to a guy called Yuri. Yuri produced our album. Shout out to Yuri if he's listening or watching. He's worked on shows such as a lot of Sean McAuliffe shows, a lot of famous Aussie TV shows.
He worked on like Big Bite, which was that comedy show with Chris Lilley. Yeah. And,
he's doing Mad as Hell at the moment.
And he found us this episode through radio today. So g'day, Yuri. How are you, mate?
Can you bring your mic a little bit closer to you, Jack, by the way?
Sorry, sorry.
But
Mr. 97, can you boost my volume a little bit?
But before,
do you have his mic up? It seems quieter than normal.
I made a joke before we started to say, Mr. 97, can you put some reverb on my mic? Did you wreck it when you?
Can you just tap it again? Yeah, okay.
It's working as long as it's on.
Okay.
Before I can speak up if you like, Joshy.
No, just good little. If you go nice and close, it'll sound great.
Maybe that story I was telling about Yuri is boring and Mr. 97 was just pulling the volume.
Before we went to Yuri, we wrote songs. So that was about November. So I went to Japan and I wrote a song in Japan, which will be the second single.
Yes.
And I sent a text to Jack.
It's coming out next Friday.
It's coming out next week. That's the second single. It's called The Instagram Song Liked My Post. And I was walking through the streets of Tokyo and I just realized, and this is the social commentary of the song, everyone's on their phones all the time. No one's paying attention anymore.
More so there than Australia?
No, less so here, but my eyes were opened to how they lived differently to us. Right? They were all aware of what was going on to an extent.
They were on their phones more, the Japanese or Australians were more on their phone.
I was on my phone and I was like, I'm in Japan. Why am I on my phone right now?
Okay, yeah.
Right?
You didn't tell me any of this.
Oh, well, I was going to do it on the commentary of the album that I think we agreed
to do. We can do the commentary now.
You can just take this bite and put it on.
Anyway, I wrote that song. Jack wrote Attached to String and this other song called The Doctor Song, which never made it to the production. And we had three songs.
Why did you try and kill that song?
It wasn't that good a song.
What was it about? Doctor.
It was quite.
If we're talking about not good songs, Mike wrote a song about nostalgia and it sucked. It sucked really bad.
Do you tell him it sucks?
We both agreed that it sucked when we tried to write a chorus together and cut some of the audio, Mr. Nice.
Too much work. Mike, do you actually, radio Mike, sorry.
Yes. Right. No, whatever, man.
Do you actually, we can put radio in there.
You can say Michael L.
Do you actually write something and present it to Jack and just fingers crossed saying, I hope this idiot doesn't say anything. I'm going to pull this closer to me.
I wrote that song and I sent it as a text, the lyrics as a text. Because like Jack.
iMessage?
WhatsApp, because I was over. Well, it wouldn't matter, but I didn't have an iPhone at this point, which is a good thing for the like fans of the band to know, because they can just track the history of the band.
Yeah, at what point did Mike get an iPhone?
Yeah, it was January this year. That now we can text.
What were you on?
I was on a Samsung Galaxy S8. Okay,
Were you using a stylus? Do they have stylus or no?
No, I was just using my fingers. Okay. And
very skinny. Oh my god, it looks like a stylus.
And then I said to Jack, "Hey, this is the song." Like the lyrics were like prototype lyrics and I'm like, this is what it should sound like. I want it to sound like a pop punk kind of, the song I would compare it to most when I was writing it was the song Gives You Hell by All American Rejects, Mr. 97, which has this big breakdown moment where it's like, when I see your face and I give you hell and everyone's clapping, right? When you hear the song, you might see that. And then Jack kind of wrote the music to it and it was exactly how I imagined it.
Lyrics is kind of the easy part. We can all write lyrics.
They're just words.
The music is really what makes a band, and I write the music to that song.
Yeah, but I creatively consulted on the song, which is probably more important than both of those things.
Yes or no.
I would say I was the chief creative consultant on the album.
No, not on that song.
Most of the creative decisions of the band were mine.
No.
Did you genuinely have blow-ups?
No, it was a pretty smooth process. We've had a few disagreements on the songs where like just little ones and we kind of just negotiate that.
Yeah.
We were doing
But even editing the video clip, which came out today, it came out yesterday.
Well, when did it come out?
Yeah, it came, the puppet song that we did yesterday, Attached to String. We couldn't agree on most of the edits for that.
Oh, not mo. Like there was a few that we were like, oh, I like it better like that. I referred to some of the cuts Jack wanted to make as year 10 media class cuts.
You guys as video creators, you would know.
Curtains, like, opening.
How long was the fade?
You know those kind of cuts you do where it's from the same camera shot, so the angle doesn't change, but it just skips forward in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a jump cut.
Like a jump cut. Yeah. Do you think that's an unprofessional cut or do you think it's stylistic?
It has to make sense and feel fine.
Of course it makes sense.
Does it feel fine? Like when you're watching it, it's not jarring?
To me, it added pace to the video clip to cut like that.
Yeah, no, it ended up being really good and we're really happy with it.
But you called it a year 10. You called me a year 10 editor.
At the time, I was under the impression that what you wanted was something a year 10 student would do. But now I know that it's not. And I apologize to any year 10s.
that use that cut regularly.
But musically speaking, I think we were both pretty on the same page the whole time.
Yep.
Like every song. Just it was really easy to write and record. Like we, you know, one of us would come with a concept and then we'd sort of finish writing it together, and then in the studio we'd like work on the songs together and creatively just like literally negotiate with each other.
Have you spoken about what the plan is now? Are you going to be doing a small tour?
Great question. That is the elephant in the room, is are we going to play live or not? Because, well, we're going to play live for the first time on your show today. Mm-hmm. We've never done it before. We don't really know how to play with like a drummer and stuff.
A lot of some of the songs, there's only 8 songs on the album.
Yeah.
I reckon three of them couldn't be live. Just based, when you hear the album, you'll know why. Because they're not traditional songs necessarily.
Auto-tune.
We could do. No. I think we could.
More well, of the a DJ
whole
set.
The whole album's auto-tuned. it's a 45-minute track. It's just DJ set.
It's ambient music.
Yeah.
We could play, I think, all the songs acoustically. But on the album, they've got drums and bass and everything.
Yeah, I reckon.
But we don't even know.
What do you want out of it? What do you guys think you actually want?
I think the part that's fun has been this last 2 weeks, like putting out the artwork, putting out the song, putting out the album in a couple of weeks. Like this is the fun part. Touring, I don't know. Like you got to.
I mean, you've done it.
If there's demand,
there'll be demand. Yeah, there'll be demand.
Have I just promised something.
What does it mean? Like doing this project, what does success look like? What do you want it to be?
I think what we've already done is like awesome. Like I'm actually. It, for a while, it didn't even look like we were going to get here.
So this is your final appearance.
No,
this is it. Today.
Goodbye.
Sorry, get to the studio today.
Oh no, get to the release. Get to the release of the album and like talk about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like for a while, like it was pretty static. We had our first meeting with our music video guy, Angus, who's a mate of mine, like 4 months ago. And we were like, all right, we're going to start the music video soon. 3 months later, we hadn't started them yet.
And yeah, we had long periods during this journey where we didn't do anything for the band.
Mm.
And then we have weeks like this where, I mean, I can't stop thinking about the band. I'm making the CD artwork. I'm writing the liner notes.
And
putting
also,
out Instagram videos about the band.
You've got a full-time job as well. Mm. So it can full-time.
It's a little bit rich.
Come on, Joshy.
I definitely don't have a full-time job. I don't even know what my job is.
So you should really be doing some more heavy lifting in the band.
I'm like the chief marketer. I'm marketing heaps.
Oh,
I'm
you did one Q&A on Instagram. Come on.
Do you think a chief marketer would actually use the words, I'm marketing heaps?
In this band, yes.
Marketing I'm at the top of the band, like decision-making, creative control, and I'm right at the bottom. I'm driving back. There's a coffin that we're using as a prop in the next video, which gets released next week. I have to drive the coffin back to Spotswood today.
Who ordered the coffin and paid for it with their own money that I saved up with?
We literally don't have to get up from the chair.
What's the coffin? Where'd you get it from? Coffin joint?
The prop store.
Okay, it's a prop.
Our second single, there is a scene that involves a coffin in the music.
Someone in it? Someone get in it?
No, can't say that.
This coffin has the ability for someone to get in, but we did not use it.
Well, I didn't want to ruin that. Now people know.
So no one gets in the coffin.
No one gets in the coffin.
But no one's going to watch the video going, someone going to come out of that coffin or not?
In the shooting of the video, no one was in the coffin. But in the context of the video, someone is in the coffin.
Oh, you're meant to be in the coffin. Lied.
Mike's grandma in the. Am I giving away too much?
Well,
Mike's grandma is meant to be in the coffin in the video.
I don't think in the video I'm playing myself. I think I'm playing someone else.
Because
the grandma photo we used wasn't my grandma.
Yeah.
Right? So I think I'm playing a different version of me, kind of like how Jerry Seinfeld played himself in his show.
Well said.
I'm playing Mike, but not me. I'm playing a Mike in the video.
When did you actually work that out? Was it when you...
I've thought a lot about the backstory of a lot of the characters in the songs. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of, like, you know...
You do have a full-time job.
A lot of these songs are, like, narrative-based, would you agree?
Yeah.
Like, it sort of starts with a funny concept. For example... There's a song about Can we talk about the song?
Yeah, sure, sure.
There's a song about when you the phenomenon of forgetting to wear a belt and your jeans are kind of all day they're slowly just kind of falling down. Yeah. You constantly have to put. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean that right now. Yeah. Right now.
Are you wearing Little Mix undies?
They're just Mix. Okay. Just Mix. I wish I'd buy Little Mix undies if I could.
And that song just started. That's actually an interesting one. I had a dream where Jack wrote a song called Pants Up.
One of Tommy's big rules for dreams are interesting. So. No,
can't talk about dreams on this show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
Just say you had a thought.
I had a thought. And
you were sleeping.
And then that turned into a song that we just developed a narrative around that concept.
I like the action taken after the dream. Yeah. It's usually when people are trying to explain something they've forgotten.
So you've turned it into a song, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you want to talk to me about your dream, make a song. Yeah. At least do what Radio Mike did.
I guess like most of the songs, we turned a thought into a song. Yep. All the songs started as thoughts in our heads and then we turned them into music.
Isn't that how all songs work?
Well, no, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Not cover songs, Josh.
I think Mozart was just kind of like, and he's like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, so he didn't think of it.
Who's someone, what's the... a genre or someone who's doing the similar style music to what you guys
no
are.
One.
No one's doing what we're doing. No one. We're
but if you were to say...
It's like a bit punk rocky, I guess.
Jack Black, is he... Is yeah, that the vibe?
I'd say Tenacious... The first song on the album is, I would say, sounds a lot like Tenacious D.
Not the first single, which we released.
Not the first single, the first song, which
How
is
How do you
called,
work out what the singles and the album... It's all
great
very
question.
Confusing.
It's bizarre. Post Malone released an album this week and... I listened to it and I was like, oh, I wonder if there's any good tracks on this. It was like four that had been released months and months and months ago. Mm. Like, wow.
Hyping up the album. Sorry.
Yeah, there's a bunch that had been released. And it's like, why do you do that?
Well,
I
guess because people don't need albums anymore. Because everyone streams, you don't really need to release a whole album at once. You could just do single after single after single.
Yeah, Peking Duck have never released an album. All their songs are just singles.
And we have. We're better than Peking Duck. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to say it. But
so what's a people talk about LPs or what? Is it LP? No.
There's LPs and EPs.
EPs.
LPs, long play.
LPs are long play. EPs so extended play.
Okay. And so EP, I feel like I managed a band once, two bands. One of them was Feed Your Monkey, which is my brother's old band.
Yeah.
And they did an EP. Why would they have done an EP? I know I should have known this, being the manager.
Less songs, I
EPs
guess.
Have less songs. Okay. Like they're not short enough to be a single, but they're not long enough to be an album. I mean, realistically, I feel like our album
We're only got eight songs plus the bonus track of Cat Dogs.
Are there any albums that do have just eight songs?
Kanye West, he's released there was one that wasn't that long.
Mr. 97, can you pull up all bands that have done eight song albums?
Yeah.
That's actually something you could do.
But then you get someone like Drake releasing 25 songs. Yeah, it's crazy how many are on that.
Josh, I'm interested to know what things you did manage when you managed Feed Your Monkey.
Managing requires actually getting on the phone. Look, guys, I've got this great band.
Yeah. Well, so the other thing too is I also managed a band called My Own Enemy, which was a screamo band.
I think I've heard of them.
We'll smash your fucking face.
It's so aggressive, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think they mainly just wanted free filming. And so they said, Josh, you're the manager. It's like, but we need the manager to be there at every event filming.
Managing the filming.
Yeah. But I was the manager.
Manage the editing.
Yeah. Feed Your Monkey. I just helped with getting their website sorted.
You were the web guy.
Yeah, I was the web guy. I was the webmaster.
Yep.
But I mean, do you guys have a manager?
Probably me.
Oh, wow. Chief marketing officer and manager.
This is the hard thing about being two people. Mm. Nah. For people who are obsessed with hierarchy, doesn't give you much, does it?
Nah. We don't have a manager. Your manager, your talent manager, because Jack's radio talent. She's been helping Wikipedia. Us.
Or radio in your name.
But, yeah, Kathy helped us.
I mean, Kathy helped manage a bit of it, particularly the scheduling of what we were doing, which we didn't keep to at all. No. I think the album was supposed to come out 2 months ago. And then Yuri, managed the production of the songs. Mm. And then Angus is managing the video shoots, but we don't have a central manager.
We would probably be co-managers.
So there's been a bunch of bands in history that have been absolutely rorted when they've become successful because they probably haven't sorted their shit out.
Hasn't
but you can see
us.
How
hasn't happened to us.
If in the future there's so much money there,
mm.
it can go fucking pear-shaped.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you want to...
So we'll manage it.
I guess we're just splitting everything 50-50.
Oh, my God, we're in a business meeting.
Amazing. But he paid for the coffin.
That's true, but that offsets some other costs. Yeah, I paid for the session drummer.
We're currently in a lot of debt. We're currently in a lot of debt. Yeah. We've made no money.
So what have been the costs?
The music videos, the drummer.
Merch samples.
How good is it getting, I got so pumped with the difference between replicated and duplicated. Like when my brother...
Literally looked at that this morning, Josh. Literally this morning.
So replication being the actual stamping, like proper legit CDs versus...
People still use them? People still buy CDs?
Yeah.
But these are both two different types of CDs. And whereas duplication is just like burning a CD like you would at home. Use a laser.
Oh.
And so replication is the one that you really want. But the great thing is it's like the technology has... I remember in 2009 or 2008, it just becomes so affordable now to replicate.
Do you think, how many CDs do you think we should order?
1,000.
No, way too many. People don't use CDs anymore.
250.
Oh, see, I was going to go 50.
I was going to say 100.
All right.
So we've all
if it's good art, if it's good artwork and...
people might use it just as a little souvenir.
Right? Is it a sleeve?
It's not a sleeve, but... It's one of the cardboard opening.
How much are they per unit?
Is it what they're selling them for or can get them for?
Oh, yeah. Then we're really talking.
Yeah, $7.05 per unit.
To buy, for me to buy or you to buy?
That's for me to buy.
Oh, God, don't get $1,000. Then it's $7,500.
No, but then it would go down depending
on
the...
Is that high?
It sounds high.
Per unit, but I did
sounds
like,
high for something no one
I wanted
actually
to go for the like glossy finish and stuff.
If you sell it for $20.
Where are you getting it done?
Do we say that kind of stuff here?
Is it? I reckon it's probably the place that I looked at years ago.
Yeah.
Extreme Technologies.
This one's called Implant Media. It's in Brunswick.
Okay.
It's near my house, so that I'd always.
I guess these things are getting higher in price as it goes out.
Well, you can get you can actually get a lot cheaper version, but then you don't get like for some reason
the gloss and stuff.
Gloss.
Record records.
Should we do some vinyls?
Vinyls.
Maybe. I think we do signed copies. Me and you sign them.
Yeah, that's nice.
And we send them out. Would you guys want
one of those?
As in a
vinyl?
Yeah, I'm literally like...
Signed vinyls?
Yeah.
Signed posters?
I'm making the artwork for the CD and stuff at the moment. Should I leave a little gap on the album where we can put our signature? Even a little blank box?
Blank box is probably obnoxious.
Too much.
Usually you just sign the cover.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Mr. 97, any updates for us? We've asked you a few things today.
So those albums, a few of the other people, Led Zeppelin, Meatloaf.
I feel like it's less to do with
Bruce
tracks.
Springsteen.
I feel like it's less to do with amount of tracks and more like length of album.
Yeah, but Meatloaf makes like 10-minute songs, whereas our album together is probably about 10 minutes.
No, our album is like 29 minutes.
No, look it up. Can't we look it up?
I do, because I run
Mr.
for 25 97, minutes
you look
of the
up how long our album runs for, thanks.
Could you find that? Is that anywhere?
I mean, one of the songs is out, so you can use that and then like extrapolate the data.
I think I got 1,000 CDs for Feed Your Monkey, but I got them imported from Singapore. They got them like the first time ever doing something and just boxes and boxes from DHL. The shipping costs the same price as the actual CDs.
Do you remember how much?
Nah, I would have the email.
How many Feed Your Monkey CDs are still sitting in your mum and dad's house?
We just got very sort of just handing them out.
Liberal business card. It's literally just like our stickers.
True. We've already gone through our stickers.
Which is annoying because you then realise they're 50 cents each.
So we're just handing out 50 cents.
No, I mean, it's all marketing for the show, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, what do you think?
Chief Marketing Manager. Did I say officer or manager? Chief Marketing Manager. I would say that's a great idea.
Have you guys got stickers?
No.
They're on their way. That's another cost. Yeah.
Wait, you didn't even know. The marketing, the chief marketing guy doesn't even know. Well, so how many different designs did you actually get done? How many different versions of artwork? So you've got the coloured version.
Just the one. And then I desaturated the colours myself.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. He gave us the Photoshop file. We didn't actually ask him if it's okay to put a white and black and white version.
I'd be furious.
Because he might. We don't know if he's particular about colour.
We don't.
About the colours he used.
But now you've said it on this podcast. So
Kit, I'm sorry.
I love this Beavis and Butt-Ed vibes from you, Jack. I love it.
Yeah, you know what? That's the most common thing people are writing on Instagram to me.
But we, for this artwork, we actually did this. Like, we sat on a car like this.
Really? That have kind you got of a photo? That shitty car?
Have we got the photo? Not this car.
I got the photo.
It was like a Jack.
Can we put it on? You've got a subreddit?
No. We want to get one.
We want to get a subreddit. Someone start it. Reddit.com. You've got a subreddit.
Yeah, we've got a subreddit.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
I subscribe to it. I always upvote you.
Oh, I want to get on it. I'll get on your subreddit. Do you have a lot of...
We get nothing.
There
was a time where I was like, you know what? Fuck Instagram, fuck Facebook. Oh, yeah. We're just going to do subreddit. It was probably 50 episodes where every episode I'm like, make sure you sign up to our subreddit. We literally got 23. It fluctuates between 23 and 27.
We actually got more trolling on that subreddit from people saying, you guys don't update this subreddit. Yeah, yeah. But the thing about subreddits are they're usually... It's like nicknames, other than if you give yourself the nickname Radio Mike, Mr. 97. They work best when someone else creates them. So there's all these randos creating.
Like we would create it under a fake account, I imagine, and pretend we're not us.
Well,
and post on there as if we're not us.
Yeah, so
Mike always posts on Hamish and Andy's Reddit as a normal person, even though he's a producer of the show.
Yeah.
And are you pushing your own agenda?
I always answer people's questions like about the show, and like don't ask how I know this, but like I don't reveal anything. But yeah, like I have done that. But
Mike's got his own podcast, which you should plug.
He's definitely you are the one that emails Radio Today with leaks.
Mike's got his own podcast, and he went onto the Hamish and Andy subreddit as a regular person and said, "Hey guys, I just discovered
that Mike,
who's sometimes mentioned on Hamish and Andy's podcast, he's got his own podcast. No, that seems cool to me."
That wasn't me. That was someone else. It was not me.
Did it work?
I only posted the one you came on as me. I'm like, "Hey guys, I'm Mike. I work on the show. Thought you guys might be interested in hearing from Jack." And you know what? Someone commented saying they loved it. So I was right.
Hey, one listen's a win.
Yeah.
One comment's a win.
This is why Mike and I want to subreddit for the band, because during this whole journey, we've put in a lot of minor details that nobody would really notice. Sure.
So we want our hardcore fans to notice them.
But the only problem is this is the last day of the band. So
but we've done stuff like, people don't know this, but we've taken photos like in a room where behind us on a whiteboard, the entire track listing to the album was just written. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this is one for the hardcore fans. They'll see it on the whiteboard.
They'll discuss it on the subreddit.
Like, oh, different this might theories. Be the track listing. Oh,
is it a red herring? Did they do it by mistake? Was this purposeful?
I can't remember. How did it work? The end of a CD, there was like an extra track.
Bonus track.
Yes. How'd that end? But you had to get to it. How'd you get to it?
No, sometimes a track would play. It's on Dookie Green Days.
It was either attached to one track, so there'd be silence.
There would
extended.
Be 8 minutes of silence, and then it would start playing.
But some bands did do this thing where you could put a bonus track on like track zero, so you actually have to press back on track one, and it would go to track zero.
I remember hitting that. Oh. I remember doing shit like that.
See, but that's where we've got a subreddit. We'll do heaps of little Easter eggs like this, and people can really enjoy
them. The biggest Easter egg is that you need a CD player in 2019, isn't it?
Yeah.
My car doesn't even have one.
We were
going
to do cassettes.
I love that.
I
mean, I love. Who did this? Shawn Mendes released a new album
with the whole tape
sent it over. But so did Gemma Watts posted a thing, a beauty brand or a brand sent her a record, and then she's like, "Oh, I've got this record, but how am I going to play it?" Then removes the thing, and there's a record player that they sent through. So it probably cost them $300 each.
There's a record player in here.
But they said both. I mean, that's where it becomes, as a marketing expert, Mike, you totally know
that.
What's
the unit price on sending everybody a record player?
Probably $650.
No.
Yeah.
I reckon you could get them.
$35.
I reckon you could probably get it, $35 to $50 from China.
No, we want everything Australian made. The CDs will be Australian made.
$150.
Oh, sorry, the stickers are coming from overseas.
Yeah.
Where are you getting the stickers from?
I don't know, but you can tell that they're not in Australian made. They're going to come from somewhere else.
Mm. What do you mean you don't know?
Well, it just says it's...
What's the domain name? Where did you buy them?
Sticker Mule.
Oh, Sticker Mule. Yeah. I get a lot of
emails. Do you want to find out where that's from?
Oz, just to
Sticker
be clear,
Mule is... It's an American company.
Oz sticker printing is not Australian.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
OZ. That's deceitful.
Yeah.
But you know what? I forgot to tell you this. Just this morning, someone contacted me on Instagram from Perth. He runs a sign shop, and he said he'll make us some stickers for free.
Mate.
Oh, well, why didn't you go with him?
Well, I already ordered the Sticker Mule ones.
Well, that's.
But we can
get different ones.
He could do both.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, sorry, he can't do both.
This is how our band meetings go.
We can have both.
Do that.
Yeah.
The on the CD thing, The Offspring, they were one of my favourite bands growing up.
As we came in today, we were listening to them.
Yeah.
In this room.
First concert I ever went to, Offspring.
Yeah. Really?
Sick. And I had the album and then I have a shirt signed by The Offspring.
Do you remember the album? Welcome to Americana.
Yes. And the green.
Please
that had Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Yeah. But I saw Radio Mike, you did a video with Luke Kidgel where you went through a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw The Offspring mentioned.
I thought after that, damn, we forgot The Offspring. Yeah. But I love The Offspring.
Because you talk about Blink 182, yeah. Sum 41.
Yeah.
All of these great bands. Simple Plan even got a mention.
Can I say that the song Original Prankster mm-hmm. by The Offspring is one of my favourite songs of all time?
But you said that for every track that you played. You're like, actually, this is my favourite song. Yeah,
but this one is. It's such a good song.
That's what you say, though.
Mr. 97, put it underneath. Just layer it underneath the instrumental. But that was great.
So what were you listening to when you're doing an album? How long does it take, first of all? The actual like recording time, how much studio time?
6 months.
Yeah, but how much, like we were going in sometimes once every fortnight. So,
yeah.
You know, how many sessions? Actual days did we do? Maybe 12, 15? 15?
Yeah.
So much work.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's a real.
It's a full-time job. It is.
It's 15 days a year. It's tough. It's really tough.
No, but when you hear it, like it sounds sort of real. I mean, you've heard the first single. Did it sound real to you or did it sound like...
Yeah, it sounds like a legitimate song.
Mm. I mean, like the quality of my singing is not, it's not 100%, but the song sounds real.
I was watching Travis Scott's documentary.
I was hoping one of you guys were going to go like, the singing's cool.
No.
But the singing does have to be perfect. It's not that genre.
When they're mixing the album...
I'm a dick. It's all got a certain vibe to it. Yeah.
They go down with the mixed track and they play it in the car and listen to it there to hear how it sounds.
Yeah, we did.
Is that what
we
you
did a lot of that. Played it through the car. You played it through your Bluetooth, remember?
Yeah. No, we did do that. I used to listen at the gym, like in my headphones and like...
Trying to pick up.
Hey guys, I'm listening to my own album while running on the treadmill.
No, you want people watching this show to know you go to the gym.
No, I haven't been in months. Have not been in months. But
are you negging now?
we'd listen to the songs and we'd like sometimes the mix.
Do you still have a gym membership?
Yes, I pay for it every fortnight. $24.
What place? Which
Jets gym in Hawthorne.
How long's the contract?
There's no contract. I could cancel any time. I just haven't done it. But I don't want to cancel. I want to pay for the gym so I can go. I just haven't been.
That's crazy because for a while you're going twice a day.
Twice a day.
So he's going 14 times a week.
I take like Sundays off. But
you're doing 12 times a week.
Yeah.
That's the fucking Hugh Jackman routine. What the?
Yeah, it didn't work.
You see what happens. You end up not going.
Show me your Wolverine ring. Come on, get
there. It's not like the fitness first we go to. They've got Patch Express, which is like smoothies and stuff. Mm. Did they have like a place where you can work and eat? Like were there times where
the gym.
Yeah.
No. Are you trying to justify the gym membership? Because, but we use the desk.
Well, the cafe. That's what I was thinking. It's entrance fee.
I'm trying to work out if he's describing a co-working space that he went to or whether it was actually a gym.
No, but like what were we talking about that got onto this? The Bluetooth in the car?
Yeah, when you were listening.
How do we listen to the song?
No, I'm just saying, because when you're mixing it, you go down, listen to it to hear if it sounds good on a device.
Yeah, correct.
Is there the problem of also listening to yourselves? Because we don't really like it. I can't do it.
Not listening to you guys, listening to us.
Yeah, I like listening to you guys.
I think because it was so exciting, like we just wanted to hear them. And we are really passionate about these songs. Like we love these songs.
I actually got a kick from putting it like through the Bluetooth and listening through a real speaker. And it's like, we made that.
And I wanted to show everyone. Like I would show people, like my brother, I'd always make him listen to all the draft
mixes. We didn't discuss that.
Yeah, no, I just took, as chief marketing manager, I just decided to market the songs to people early. But yeah.
If there's a leak, we'll know why.
Was there any feedback that you got that wasn't great and how did you deal with it?
probably the most offensive feedback we got is before when you said the singing doesn't have to be perfect.
I don't, like, do people give negative feedback?
Well,
like,
Josh always asks, give us, you know, give us some.
Slam me. I say fucking just absolutely rip us apart.
Go hard, but no one ever does. It's always wrapped in cotton.
My wife does give pretty honest feedback. Mm-hmm. Bianca does. She doesn't think much of your songs on the album.
Why he doesn't get bad feedback. His baby's gonna cry.
You know what's awkward? Like when you play these songs to people, they don't really have a choice but to sit there and just kind of
You put the phone down, you play it, and you're going.
And then sometimes they start commenting. They're like, you know, they hear a line, and they're like, oh, that's pretty funny. But you know, you know the next line's funny. So you're like, no, shut up.
I actually, when we're in LA. We did an interview with a producer friend of ours, like a music producer, Josh Simons.
Ooh, put us in touch.
And he was playing some
The band goes to America.
Definitely. And he was playing some music for us that he'd produced. He had great monitors that he was playing it on. And there's a thing that happens when someone plays their music and a bop starts, and it feels like the only polite thing to do is
bopping to his own music.
It makes sense because it's someone else singing and all that sort of thing. So he's getting right into it. And I was catching myself. I sort of had this out of body experience where I was just in LA.
We'd already had a few samosas.
Yes.
Oh, not samosas.
Mimosas. So,
isn't a samosa like a few Indian pastries?
Can I just say, there was someone the other day that was talking about mimosas, and I was like the Indian dish. And but it's samosas, and I was trying to work out what it is. Who is that? If you're listening to the Daily Talk Show and you heard me say that, samosas is the one that we
had alcoholic beverages, not Indian treats.
Yeah. Samosas are so good, though. Oh, they are great.
Yeah. He's hungry. Mimosas, the guy on the hunt for sushi. Yeah.
Literally in here for 2 minutes. Hey, is there anywhere I could get sushi around here?
It's a podcast studio.
It's pretty specific.
We're not in the food court. Just cut us up some salmon, will you?
He would do that. You know that. So you're not sure. We need to work out what you're doing next.
Can I take this moment to, and we've been rude because we haven't mentioned it yet, but Josh, happy birthday, mate.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's Josh's birthday today. Oh,
thank you. That's,
maybe we could
from the Release the Sounds team, there's your very own jumper. Oh,
and we'll sign that as well if he wants.
Oh, I didn't leave a box to sign our names.
We could maybe just do a little happy birthday here.
I did not know it was your birthday,
you meant to pretend that
terrible.
No, that's all right.
Yep, Saturday.
The 14th of September.
14th of Sept. Here we go. You tell us when we're
going to come birthday in.
To you. Okay.
Oh, happy God, birthday. This is awful. I'm sorry, this is awful.
This is good.
Here we go. Happy birthday.
It's a bit loud, isn't it? Up here.
Do chords.
I don't know the song.
That's it.
Happy birthday to you.
Can we just, everyone else, happy just let 97 do it that way? Go, just 97 for the rest.
It's his birthday, mate.
Absolutely. Don't ruin my birthday.
It's his birthday.
No, just that last bit. Just go.
He's just laughing.
Here we go. Here we go. Come on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy. Happy birthday to you.
Could you harmonize, please?
Happy birthday, dear Josh. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Josh.
What a surprise. 97, that was beautiful. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Thank you.
Mike, usually the backup vocals are to support the Can I just say,
Josh asked me to harmonize, and then I was like, oh, okay, Jack's doing it as well.
You
threw me off.
Yeah. I thought I was on American Pie.
Me and Mr. 97 were on something really well. We might be starting a band.
Mr. 97, what's one of your favorite songs?
Probably Ed Sheeran, Perfect.
All right, you guys, you do the lead vocals. Mike, you do the backup vocals and we'll sit back.
I'm not going to be mean, but if the main vocals aren't on point, the harmonies can't be good.
Well, Mr. 97 was in the boys' choir. Australian boys' choir.
Okay, yeah, go for it, man.
And he's also
it's not
he's also low.
How does it start? What's the first lyric again?
When
the lion sleeps tonight. What is that? Stand by me. And the land is dark.
Which was in
the moon. Is the only.
Bum, bum, bum.
That was all right, Mr. 97. Bum, bum, you bum, do the main bum, lyrics?
Bum,
yes.
Bum, bum, bum. Chick, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Chick, bum.
97.
Bum, bum, bum.
What?
Bum.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Be afraid. No, bum, I bum, won't. Bum, be afraid. Bum, just as long as you stand by me. 97. Darling, darling, stand by me.
I wish we need to get a camera.
One present for his birthday we couldn't deliver.
That song is in Sandlot. Kids, I think the Sandlot.
It's probably in Stand By Me.
Stand
By Me is what you may be thinking.
Sandlot and Stand By Me feel like similar.
Oh, mate, I said the other day, the one with where they're walking along the train tracks.
Yeah. It's like, Sandlot. No, it's the great ball film underneath.
The Sandlot. Yeah. You know, it's only called the Sandlot Kids in Australia.
Yeah. The Sandlot in the US. I remember my brother actually brought he was touring the US with a basketball team. And they like DVDs, very inexpensive. And I remember the US, it was like $8. Mm-hmm. And so we got a Panasonic multi-region DVD player.
Oh, yeah.
And he brought all the DVDs and the Sandlot.
Yeah. And did it shock you? You were like, what's the Sandlot?
It's crazy.
Yeah, well, we heard Nick Revolt?
Yeah.
Revolt?
Nick Revolt?
No, I was thrown because of how he said it.
Yeah,
because
in America it's Nick Revolt and in Australia
when we were making a video with him last week, but the way he said his name is not how I say it. Revolt, I call him.
Yeah.
Revolt.
Revolt, yeah.
The way he said it
Wikipedia says Revolt.
Yeah, exactly.
Nick Revolt.
He said it like that and I was like, oh, fuck, I've been calling this guy the wrong... I've been slandering Revolt. This guy the wrong name his sense, whole life. Right. But he said it differently. Anyway,
similar to the Sandlot and the Sandlot Kid.
No. His favourite film that he'd been watching with his young kid was
The Sandlot.
And I was like, oh, he's fucking butchered the name of this movie.
No,
that
was right.
But he was using the American.
Movie is The Sandlot.
Well, that's the one that was making him smile. We're doing a video for Bond Street Dental and the whole question was, what makes you smile? And I said, what movie?
Mm-hmm.
He said The Sandlot. And he'd actually bought a baseball for
he
his
watches
kids
it with his kids, yeah, and then they love that's the baseball. Nice. But that's when I said, oh, the one with the train tracks. No.
You fucked up. Nah.
I fucked up. Yeah,
he got real mad about it.
Mispronouncing his name. Yeah. Getting the movie wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so podcasts, you've got your podcast, Radio Mike.
Yeah, I do a podcast called 20th Century Boy,
mm-hmm.
which is up to its 34th episode, which that's came awesome. Out on nice. Thursday just past.
Yeah. What's the experience been like?
It's been really good. Yeah. It's about pop culture. And it's about me exploring my mental health through my history of pop culture and what I've liked growing up and trying to explore my identity through that.
Mm. What have you learned about yourself?
Not much so far.
It's really good, by the way.
Okay,
it's funny.
I have a few people that work on the show with me, not unlike your show with Mr. 97 and 3D Dill, who is no longer on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got...
He's gone back to Canada. He wasn't, wasn't fired.
He wasn't fired.
Let him go.
No, he will be back.
He's flown the coop.
Yeah.
We've let the young man fly.
I've got
an
editor who does what Mr. 97 does. Like he sits there and like, you know, sometimes chimes in and then
doesn't sing when you want him to. when it's baby boy's birthday and you just want one thing for your birthday, that's young
you
son.
You should do. So Mike's characters on the show is just him doing different voices.
Oh, no, they're not characters. They're real people. Okay. Like I've got an intern who's year 8. He goes to high school and we just have him in and then I've got a production assistant.
You actually do or is it?
It's Mike doing the voices, but you should
No, it's
do.
Not. They're real characters who come in every week. And I think it's a discredit to them that you're
undervaluing them. The same thing that we
try
to do with Misty 97 and all the harmonies with your characters.
I did an episode in which intern Mike, who is the intern on the podcast, this is episode 14, I believe, or 13.
14's a good number if you listen to episode 14 of our show.
Oh, wow.
He left the show and he decided to sing a song, which was You Raise Me Up by Westlife. And editor Mike, the editor, did a few harmonies in there as well. I have done something like that. I want to do a few more musical things on the podcast too.
And isn't intern Mike here right now?
No. he's at school. He's at school, obviously.
It's Saturday.
But he goes to Saturday school because he's failing. He has to go to school on Saturdays to catch up. He does the catch-up program at school.
Oh, really?
Jack, you've got a couple of shows that you're on.
Yep. the Christian O'Connell Breakfast
Mate,
Show.
This wasn't a chance for you to plug it.
Absolutely not. You've got a billboard. Fuck off. On iTunes.
Do you have a billboard?
No, no, but the show does. Okay, sorry. The show does.
Yeah, I'm not on it.
I'm sad you're not on any of the billboards.
I really...
Oh, I don't mind.
Can we just have the next one? Can we just do another round where it's you looking over his shoulder, like just the creep? It's come out. So everyone's just like... Hang on, I see that billboard normally. What the hell's happening?
Yeah, just no, but if I had the time and energy, I would do, you know how people do paste ups around Melbourne? Yeah. I would put myself on one of the Christian O'Connell billboards.
Question to you, just quickly. Will you ever do your own? Do you think you'd do your own podcast?
Nah.
Great.
Well, there you go.
I got my answer.
Move on.
What's I don't think so. I love the idea. I love podcasts. I love what you guys are all doing, but...
you're not up to the task.
No, you? Just I'm busy. I've got a band. I've got a full time job. Mm.
Are you doing the footy thing again? Last year you did the footy streaming.
I'm not. I have not been invited back.
Really?
Ouch. Yeah.
That was so good.
Well, they're not doing it again. Okay, from what I've seen, except it might pop up any week now.
And yeah. From what I've seen, else. Until it pops up.
Hey, do you want to?
That'd be annoying.
Can we tell one tidbit about the band? Do you remember the thing about the band and the footy show? Can we tell that on
this? Yeah, let's say that. Yeah. Remember, at the start of the year, the footy show were completely revamped. And before the band had even done anything, because of Yuri, who's producing the album, his connection with TV, he said, hey, the footy show is desperate for pretty much any type of entertainment. Do you guys?
He didn't quite say that.
He didn't say that. I read between the lines. He said,
Well, they contacted you, did they?
Do you guys want to pitch like a song each week for the footy show? Yeah.
And I know nothing about footy. So Jack calls me and is like, hey, we got to do this thing on the footy show. And I was like, oh, like I have no idea how I can make this relevant. And there's actually a punk band in Melbourne called Picket Palace, and they do that song Anthony McDonald Tipping Woody, and they did one called Richo, which would have been a much better fit
for this kind of thing.
So obviously we said no, and I think that might have been a good idea because the show...
I thought you were going to say, I think that might have been the downfall of the footy show why it's not on TV anymore.
No, but I think the show got cancelled, which is a shame. But,
and it would have been terrible for the band's first outing to be on a cancelled show.
Yeah, but how funny is that? How crazy is that?
I'd love the song title Revolt. You could do a whole thing on that. Like, how do you say it?
I feel like this band, Picket Palace, who've done the two, the song, Richo song really and good the Tipper song... Mm-hmm. They're set for life now just doing football songs. Totally. They shouldn't go back to normal music.
No. Yeah. They came in when I was at work. Oh, is that
Amazon. We're getting a package.
Oh, okay. They came in. I was working on the Hot Breakfast at Triple M and they came in and performed it live. It was awesome. You've got to listen to this song.
It's great. It's on Spotify.
It's what's crazy. I've seen them perform before.
Yeah, you told me this.
At the location of our second video clip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which is where?
Coburg Velodrome.
Which we are shooting today.
Yeah.
Straight after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys want to be, do you guys want to be extras in a video?
We're busy today.
We've had a bit of time taken up today already.
I mean, don't ask us. Don't railroad us like that.
It's his birthday. Don't fucking ask.
Yeah, you're right. You probably got a lunch on or something. What are you doing?
Well,
doing anything
nice? Human Periscope. Pete, is it? What was it? 97s?
Package.
A package? Oh, you don't bring it in.
No, he always leaves the package at the door.
I fucking hate that.
I want to see what it is.
Can you show us how big the package is, please?
It's about that big.
I meant
it's a whole box. He's doing probably about 3 shoe boxes along.
Yeah.
2, 1.
Actually, we need to sort out my New Balance as well.
Anyway, can I just say, we plugged a lot of Picket Palace and they are a great band, but the purpose of this podcast was to promote our band. Yes. So please listen to our band.
Is it going to be, in regards to what I'm doing today, our mate Peter Shepherd is doing a talk at TEDx at Melbourne Uni.
Very cool.
But can we listen on Spotify?
Yep. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Music, any streaming service. You can buy it on
YouTube.
iTunes. The music videos on YouTube. Just type in release.
We just want it to be free for everybody.
Yeah.
Or CDs if you buy it on iTunes.
Yeah, you can buy it for $1.29.
Why would you though?
Just buy it. Support.
There was an option to let people buy it and you could choose the price.
Did you CD Baby or what it was?
Ditto Music. They helped us out and they were very friendly and the customer service was great. Thanks, Ditto.
Ditto Music. Okay, great.
That sounds like contra deal.
For like everything. Picket Palace, Ditto Music.
No. Not just my podcast.
So you're going to perform the song?
Yeah,
and did you want to give it an intro?
Yeah, what is it? So it's about to do for now, like for the talk.
Oh, Mike's got sushi. He's going to eat sushi. Yeah, so we're going to do the music and then go and eat some sushi.
I was kind of hoping Josh would put his jumper on, but that's all right.
I don't take off the Daily Talk Show one, but it's.
So do you want to hold it up?
I will. It's. Yeah. Ooh. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's AS Color, which we love,
mate.
It's our preferred.
That was such a good idea by them. Hey, I don't know how they became like the go-to blank T-shirt or jumper,
but so
they
good.
Did, and now everybody just knows they're good quality.
Yeah, yeah. Don't
well,
you
Mike, I'm not the head of marketing. You hype them up.
Yeah, everyone knows about their good quality. The prices are great, and it's so comfortable to wear, which is why you should get one right now at releasethesounds.com.
How good?
Yeah.
How is your mailing? Like, are you sending shipping? Are you sending shit out quickly?
Yeah, we're sending it out really quickly.
Well, I mean, we've
moved 100,000 units.
The company who prints the shirts also ships them out. So we it's not like we have them at our
company?
House.
I like knowing all the.
They actually have two names. They're T Junction and OGO.
Uh-huh.
Mm, trying to get
and
that
this is digital,
SEO funnel.
Digital, but it looks really like digital's come such a long way.
Yeah, no, it looks legit. It looks it's good it's quality. Awesome. Like you look at that, it's good quality. It's
just, it feels great.
Yeah. The pick I will be using for today's performance is I forgot to bring a guitar pick, so Tommy gave me his old boating license.
Yeah,
and I've cut out a guitar pick. And it's the photo of your head.
It's actually having more use as a pick than it ever did as an actual boat license.
How many times did you go out on the boat?
Zero.
Really?
Really?
I mean, you've got a Jets membership you're not using.
Do you want to trade? I'll drive a boat.
Is there any physical component to the boat driving test, or do you just have to sit?
Physical element?
Do you have to go out in a boat lifts. And do a parallel park
Dude,
or something?
This is how fucked it is. You can pay money, do a weekend, so it's a Saturday, get your boat license, and you can drive up to like a... Look it up, Mr. 97.
But
52-foot boat. So I could drive a small ship. It just can't be a commercial boat because then you need a commercial license.
But
so
you should do a show from a ship. Do a show with Tommy driving
no,
a
No, but
ship.
There's no... You literally... It's all textbook.
Yeah, you don't it's have just to, a written test. You don't ever have to show them you know how to go.
What, so you read the textbook?
Mate, it was pretty
That's
easy.
That's the most shocking part it's, of it.
They're fail-proof.
You read the textbook?
They're fail-proof. They're fail-proof. They're literally like...
It's like your RSA. Have you ever done your RSA?
Nah, but you watch a whole bunch of videos and then you do some bookwork.
Well, that's what Bree did. She just did her first aid stuff.
I know, but you want to pass.
But the thing is...
Well, you want to pass you want your it to boat be a license
bit hard,
as well.
But you also want it to be a bit hard.
That's how the Titanic sank, man. He didn't have his boat license. Yeah. They found out after.
No,
it's just a test. They hardly make you do anything.
Yeah, I don't know what
There's
to do when I saw the
about
iceberg.
It's same as a. I mean, they're just. It's a bit more of a car license. Like you should have to redo your car for as you get older. Mm. I reckon
that was when I was in school. One of the debates we did was: should you have to retake your driver's license test at 70? I was negative. I was talking about the fact that we need to give elderly people independence, and this was taking away all of that. A fun fact on the pick or picks in general, your one and only comedy show that you ever did, the marketing of that show was a Jack Post pick.
Yeah, that's were you the chief marketing manager?
I was.
Yeah. No, Josh did help with that. And that is a cool idea. We should have done that for the band. Give away free guitar picks.
Yeah.
Because everybody kept them.
Yeah.
What's the unit price?
Can't remember
it's
on the
surely
picks.
Very cheap.
Yeah, it wasn't expensive for the picks. And they looked good.
Yeah, they were great. And you put a business card and then stapled it so it would all sort of stay and you could hand it off.
It's a great idea.
It was a great idea.
Look, if you're looking for a new marketing coordinator,
coordinator.
Coordinator.
I'll be the manager.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Coordinators end up getting the shit done, let's be honest.
Anyway, so let's play.
Are we doing it here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So here we go.
97, can you give me a bit more volume in my mic?
Thanks, and mate. Then can Thank we you. Get a year 10 fade into a real version?
Yeah,
okay, can we do that?
A real long crossfade.
Do we announce
what
the
about
song?
One of those star...
No, you don't have to do that. Okay. We'll have you standing up doing that. It's, right, it's a daily talk show.
Our first single is called Attached to String and it's out now.
Attached to String.
Attached to String.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it to do don't act so surprised. I sent you the song. Okay. It's out.
Well, it didn't have the title name. Attached to String.
Oh, yeah, because, interesting fact,
Yeah, this for the song, subreddit.
We kept calling it Puppet Song the whole way through because it's about a puppet.
So it was like a demo name.
Did you say something about the subreddit again?
Yeah. This is stuff that people in the subreddit would care about. So the working
titles.
That
doesn't exist yet.
There were working titles for all the song.
Yep.
The working title for this was Puppet Song.
Puppet Song. And the MP3 that I sent you, Josh, was labeled Puppet Song.
Yeah.
So that's why when we said attached a string, you look confused.
For example, the song, there's another song on the album which is called Don't Put Me on Hold, and the working title for that was called Vegan Song.
Yep.
But you'll learn more about that when the album comes out. Before Chief Marketing Manager out.
Before we finish up, just give your subreddit a quick plug.
Reddit.com/r/releasethesounds.
That's great.
Go subscribe.
It's a daily talk show. If you've enjoyed the show, leave us an Apple Podcast review. That's always appreciated. Otherwise, you can email us, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. There, releasethesounds.com is their website. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll see you for Sunday, and we're going to be in Sydney.
We are.
On Sunday, so that's exciting. See you then.
We're not.
They won't be there. Bye.
Hey, guys. Are you ready, Jack?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, guys. We're Release the Sounds, and yesterday we released our first single. We released our first sound, like the name of our band.
That's good.
Attached a String, and today we're doing a live acoustic version of it on The Daily Talk Show, which is this show that you're listening to. Take it away, Jack.
Well said, Mike.
I had a lovely evening, I walked you to your car. The next thing I know, you were leaning in and we kissed. I never get this far, I hold you close. The moment lasts, I touch your skin. But I went to run my hand through your hair and I noticed you were attached to string. You were a puppet this whole time, you were attached to string. This whole time, I think back to the meal we ate. I really should have noticed then. You were spilling food all down your top and knocking shit over with your arms flayed in. But the way you looked at me with those unblinking eyes, it distracted me from my mom in the rafters of the restaurant. She was making your arms move, making your mouth chew, making you love me, making me love you. You were a puppet this whole time, you were attached to string. You were a puppet this whole time.
I don't care what they say, cause I love you. You're a puppet, I'm a boy, but together we are two. I'll take you to the altar, you say I do. Mark's pulling the strings, I'm connecting with you. I love you.
Now we have a life together and we live down by the sea. Oh, you can't go in the water, but you can sit on the sand. Watching me, we have a beautiful son, half puppet and half man. Though the kids at school like to tease him sometimes for his puppet head and his human hands. But everything else was perfect until my dad called me one day. He said, son, I'm sorry to tell you that your mother passed away. I guess you didn't know what to say, cause you didn't say a thing. I guess you didn't know what to do, cause you completely stopped moving. You were a puppet this whole time, you were attached to string. You were a puppet this whole time, you were attached to string. You were a puppet this whole time.
Am I out of shot?
Yeah, you are.